Thank you, Jerry. And of course, listeners on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan and sportsnet.ca/590, get an extra treat tomorrow with a pre-game show at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Tomorrow and Tuesday, we will have pre-game shows on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and sportsnet.ca/590. Some really good interviews coming up for you on those shows. Among them, you'll hear from a day one Blue Jay, Dave McKay, former Blue Jay Orlando Hudson, as well as Marco Estrada, too, who has quietly become one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. Right now, it's time for you to have your say at 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Marcus Stroman was not good again today. He was better than he'd been in those five horrendous starts, and I think... Well, I'm certainly not prepared to call for a demotion to AAA for him yet, same as we weren't before the game. But I think it depends on what you're looking for. Are we looking for Marcus Stroman to fix all his problems in 1 4-day span and all of a sudden go from this slump to becoming the pitcher that he's supposed to be? Or are we looking for marginal improvements start in and start out until he gets back to where he ought to be? This was not a disaster start. Many of his starts prior to this month have been disasters. And I'll take the little improvement, because Marcus Stroman is a guy who, if he's right, can help this team a ton. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls across the network just till the top of the hour, but then on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and on sportsnet.ca/590, we will continue our Blue Jays talk all the way to 6 p.m. Eastern. Russ in New Jersey, you're going to lead things off. Hey, Russ.
Good afternoon, Mike. I have to a little bit disagree. You know, with Stroman, yes, you know, no one's ready to give up on the guy, obviously. That would be stupid. But the bottom line is, the Blue Jays are in a pennant race. Every game matters. And especially today, when you're going up against a Chris Sale, you know, they were out of the game in the third, fourth inning. The game's over already.
Except it wasn't. They had the tying run at the plate in the eighth inning. So, very clearly.
I understand. But you give up four runs when Chris Sale's on the mound. He goes five innings. He gives up seven hits, four walks. You just can't... You know, at what point do you say, hey, maybe a start? No one wants to demote him. And obviously, he could be a huge, huge help like he was last year. But at what point do you say, hey, you know what? We're in a pennant race. It's July already. It's not May. It's July already. Maybe, you know, send him for one start. Let clear his head. Let him go to the minors for one start or maybe two. And bring him back. And maybe he'll be, you know, who can clear his head. It's tough because he knows every game going out there. You know, he's really, really been struggling. You take last Sunday, you know, big game against Baltimore. The Blue Jays come back. They score four runs after being down 3-0, and he gives it right back. So at what point do you say, with the Blue Jays where they are today in a pennant race and every game mattering, you know, at what point do you say, you know what, maybe it's worth it for him to, you know, go to the minors for a start or two and to clear his head? Like I said, I'm not willing to give up on him, but it's just frustrating because – you know, it's four or five runs every game, and you can't win when someone pitches like that.
Well, it's very definitely frustrating. I mean, there's no question about that. And again, to your point where you can't win when somebody's pitching like that, Stroman is 6-4. So they've been winning. It's been worse than 4 or 5 runs every game when it's been at his worst. And for me, it's about watching what he does, not letting the emotion and the frustration get in the way, and, you know, looking at the game as a whole. Marcus Stroman took a step forward today. I don't think that anyone who watched that game and has watched what Marcus Stroman has done over his last bunch of starts can deny the fact that this was better. So he was better. The fact that he pitched against Chris Sale has nothing to do with anything. You can't tailor the way you're going to pitch for the guy who's on the mound against you. But the last game against Baltimore was a disaster. 7 runs on 10 hits in 3 2/3 innings. The game before that in Baltimore, 4 runs on 8 hits and 5 1/3. 6 runs on 9 hits and 5 2/3. 7 on 11 and 5 1/3. 7 on 13 that got this thing started against the Tampa Bay Rays in 5 2/3. He was better than that today. He was actually really good in a few of the innings. In the third inning, he got nickel and dime to death. One ball hit hard in an inning in which he gives up 2 runs. And in the fifth inning, he gives up the home run. He gets himself in trouble with a couple of walks and a wild pitch. That was the ugly inning. The first four, he was fine. And so this isn't that, oh my God, this was another horrible start by Marcus Stroman. We got to send him down. For me, this was a little bit better than the last one. And if the next one's going to be a little bit better than this one too, then he's going the right way. And when a guy's moving in the right direction, I don't know why you would send him down.
Okay, you know, I just you know, five and a third and 4 runs.
But you have to look at how it came about, right?
No, 100%. But you know what? You say you got a little bit better from Baltimore. The way pitcher that's Baltimore is like it's off the charts bad. It's not, you know,
But that was the way he also pitched against Tampa, and the way he pitched against Boston, and in 5 of his last 7 starts, he was just as bad as he was last Sunday against Baltimore.
Oh, let's see. You know, next start and. You know, you go from there. Like I said, obviously, I want him to turn it around. And, you know, for the Blue Jays, definitely need him down the stretch. So hopefully he does. And hopefully, you know, this becomes a moot point in a couple starts. But I just hope he can get on track because the Jays really, really need him, you know, if they're going to make a serious run at this.
Yeah, he would certainly help. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Russ. The Blue Jays are in a playoff spot right now with Marcus Stroman pitching the way he is. They're in a playoff spot. Let's not forget that. Not saying that Stroman's pitching well. He's certainly not. But this was better than the last one. And that's what you want from him. You want him to be better than he was last time out. We got to take a break. Taking your phone calls all the way to 6 o'clock Eastern time. Easiest thing to do is say Marcus Stroman needs to go down to Buffalo. You actually take a look. Maybe not so much. It's Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Right-handed hitter, it's a ground ball to third. Charged by Saladino to second one. Lurie back to first, double play. Chicago takes care of Donaldson and Edwin on one swing.
Blue Jays only got 5 hits today, and 2 of them were erased by double plays. That one that Edwin Encarnacion hit into in the 7th. Another one that Josh Donaldson hit into in the 4th. And when you're up against Chris Sale, it's tough to erase base runners, the very few that you get. Sale carrying a 3-hit shutout into the 8th inning when Troy Tulowitzki and Junior Lake went deep. And then Darwin Barney walked. So the Blue Jays actually brought the tying run to the plate for Devin Travis, but he grounded out. And then David Robertson pitched a 1-2-3 ninth, and the White Sox beat the Blue Jays 5-2. I'm Mike Wilner. We will take your phone calls on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and sportsnet.ca/590 and Rogers Digital Cable Channel 904, the Rogers Radio app, all that cool stuff, all the way until 6 p.m. Eastern time. So stick with us. Blue Jays talk continues. Post games brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It is the Sportsnet Radio Network. That's going to do it for us as far as the network is concerned. The Blue Jays lose 5-2 to the Chicago White Sox as Chris Sale does what Chris Sale does. Marcus Stroman has another rough one, but not nearly as rough as most of the last outings have been. A lot of lazy comparisons about Marcus Stroman coming out on Twitter today. Hopefully that's not the case as we continue to take your phone calls on Blue Jays Talk. Up until 6 p.m. Eastern on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays are off to Denver now. And we're on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern for an 8:40 first pitch tomorrow night. Marco Estrada against Jonathan Gray. Those of you listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan get to hear pre-game show starting at 7 o'clock. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership for the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Tom Rominski, and Josh Goldberg, I'm Mike Wilner. Blue Jays talk continues.
Schultz to his hitter. Fly ball deep right field. That's heading for the picnic area and goes in there. A home run for J.B. Shuck off Bo Schultz. And the Blue Jays now trail 5-2.
Bo Schultz, in his return to the major leagues, called up today as Gavin Floyd goes on the disabled list, struck out every batter he faced except for J.B. Shuck, who hit that home run off a hanging slider. Schultz hit 100 with his fastball today and was sitting around 97, 98 for most of his outing. So very, very good to see Bo Schultz back in the big leagues and throwing strikes and throwing hard. The Blue Jays making a roster move. After the game today, Chad Jurado was optioned down to AAA Buffalo. Ryan Tepera has been called up as the Blue Jays go to Denver to open a three-game series against the Colorado Rockies starting tomorrow night. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Taking your calls up till 6 o'clock. We'll hear from John Gibbons in a second. Hear from Marcus Stroman a little bit later on as well. Stroman gives up 4 runs on 7 hits over 5 innings, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 wild pitches, and a home run. Despite that line, this was absolutely a better start than Stroman's last couple. A step in the right direction. I know it's very easy to say he should be sent down. He's never really that good anyway. He's probably not going to be a starter. It is very easy. It's also, it suggests that you didn't really see what happened today. Because when a guy's better than he's been, why is that the point in time at which you send him down? You want him moving in the right direction. You want him back to what he was so that he can help this team. John is in Muskoka. Hey, John.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, go ahead.
I'll be quick. I just wanted to talk a little bit about maybe Stroman's mechanics and how that may have changed. And if that's the case, I think that you might just have to ship him right out of here. I got a source in Washington that says Sanchez, Stroman, Encarnacion, Batista for Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, thanks. Appreciate the call. Always good to get a little smile here on Blue Jays Talk. Never ceases to amaze me how many people are just willing to call in and, just be so prepared to have everybody laugh at them. Thanks for that. We needed that. Jim is in North York. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing? That was pretty funny. I agree with you. Stroman's moving in the right direction. He's obviously a little bit off. I think that maybe, the way his competitive nature is I think maybe skip a start, bring up Hutchinson, try to get mix up a little bit and see maybe missing a start will, get a little bit him going. What do you think?
Well, I think he was better today than he was in his last start, so I don't know why you would want to take him out now. Back out there and be better again.
No, I 100% agree with you. The thing
except
is
you just said he should miss a start.
I think he should miss a start just for the sheer fact that he hasn't really he's been off. Maybe work a little bit on his game. Skip a start, get a little confidence going. Bring up someone to get his fire going, and maybe it'll shake some things up in him. And it was just more of a motivational factor that I thought.
Yeah, I personally don't think Marcus Stroman needs any motivation. I think these last 8 starts, 6 of which have been not good, 5 of which have been terrible, would serve as motivation enough. No one wants to go out there and get your ears pinned back every time out. This start came a week after the last, so he had a couple extra days to do a little bit of work in the bullpen, and he was better. And so
No, I agree with you 100%. And one last question. Do you find them trying to trick more batters? He's been pitching a lot into the dirt, especially with runners on base. And it's led to a few runs here and there. I think the last start as well. Maybe that's something that he's trying to do a little bit too much, trying to fool batters, throwing into the dirt. And there's been a lot of wild pitches, even with guys not on base, but he's let in a few runs with some wild pitches.
He did today have 1 wild pitch that scored a run, and Russell Martin didn't get down on that, and I'm not quite sure why. The last start against Baltimore, you're right, he had another wild pitch that scored a run. I don't think he's trying to trick batters any more than he usually does. I think his breaking stuff is part of his repertoire and part of the issues. That, you know, he's when you start a breaking ball and it looks like a strike, guys will often swing and miss. When you start it a little too low and they lay off, those are the pitches that wind up in the dirt. It's part of the overall issues, I think, that Marcus Stroman is having. We'll go. We'll take another call in a minute, but first we will hear what the skipper had to say. Blue Jays lose 5-2 to the Chicago White Sox and lose the series. They have not won three series in a row. The loss to Baltimore, the split with Arizona, and now the loss to Chicago. After winning, depending on how you look at the Philadelphia series, 7 out of 8 or 7 straight series. Here's what John Gibbons had to say about today's loss.
I thought he was okay. I thought he looked really good early, and he finished strong. You know, so I think it's a step in the right direction. I thought his fastball had a little more life to it. And that's what kind of looking at. You know, but early on, he's getting more ground ball. He's getting ground balls right, and that's a good sign from him. I mean, that's what he does. And then he got a couple big strikeouts to finish his 5 innings. It's not what he's probably gonna tell you. It's not what he wanted. But he drew a tough assignment today, too. You almost had to be perfect, you know, until.
Three ground balls in the first inning. It looked like the sinker was looking great. When he falls out of it, is it his delivery that's a little bit off, where he's getting on the side?
Yeah, nobody knows. It's one of those things that, you know, keep repeating. But I thought it was a good step in the right direction for him, so.
Who'd you see from Sale today, Tom?
Well, I mean, he's one of the best in the game. I mean, you know, it's obvious when you watch him pitch. You know, he's got a dynamite fastball, good changeup, and he's got that sweeping breaking ball. They'll throw in the run it down and into those righties, or just kind of backdoor it a little bit like that. And as the game goes on, too, I mean, he'll back off that fastball a little bit until he needs to throw one by you with a couple strikes. Yeah, he's definitely one of the best, no question about that.
If you looked at the plan, you guys were attacking Sale early.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he's going to come at you. I mean, that's his trademark. He throws strikes, and, you know, I mean, if he's going to try to get ahead, that's sometimes your best opportunity. As you get ahead, now he can do whatever he wants, you know.
The walks with Marcus a concern at all?
Oh, I mean, that's a concern with everybody. Yeah, you never like that. That's never a good thing.
Was Schwenk available too?
Yeah, he could have pitched yet. Yeah, he was okay. He should be okay tomorrow. We'll play tomorrow. We'll be okay.
There you go. So John Gibbons backing away from the microphone there. Justin Smoke, who's had a knee thing, was available to pinch hit, and he will be available tomorrow if the Blue Jays should need it. And, of course, like he said, he won't play tomorrow, but that's because they're in the National League in Denver, so no DH for the Blue Jays. Edwin Encarnacion will be out there at first base. Blue Jays going to Denver for 3 games, trying to turn things around against the Rockies with Marco Estrada on the mound against John Gray. We'll be on at 7 o'clock here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan with the pre-game show. It's an 8:40 first pitch. We're taking your calls right up till 6 o'clock at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Glenn is in Ottawa. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, go ahead.
Not really sure the Stroman beating is really deserved. He's how young? Coming off a knee injury?
25.
And he's facing an ace? Chris Sale can throw a ball. I heard somebody say he was like Randy Johnson. I'd say Randy Johnson with a little Tom Glavin. A little control there. Like, I'm surprised the Jays got as many runs as they did.
He's pretty good. I don't know if he's that good, but he's pretty good.
He's pretty good. But Stroman's coming through. He's working on his delivery because his knee. And you got to give this kid some time. Like, he's got a great arm. He's just a little guy. You know, he's got good junk. Throw a curve, slider. But I swear to God, Chris Sale today was just money.
Yeah, he was. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate the call. I don't know, and I don't think Marcus Stroman would suggest that it's the knee that's the issue. Very obviously, he was coming back from a knee injury at the beginning of the season and pitched really, really well in April and May. So I don't think that that's the problem. But I agree with everything else that you said. It would be nice. And I think that, I don't know if it's because of social media being so prevalent. I don't know if it's because of mob mentality. I don't know if it's because of the 24-hour news cycle where someone's always got to have something to talk about all the time. I don't know. But it seems like in the recent past, sports fans have taken a hard turn away from supporting their team and supporting struggling players to just getting the knives out at every possible opportunity. And I understand that Marcus Stroman has struggled, and I understand that 6 out of his last 8 starts have not been good, and 5 of them have been awful. Today wasn't one of those. If you actually look at how he pitched, and that's the thing. I mean, sometimes you have to just not say, oh, he gave 4 runs in 5 innings, he was terrible. Well, what happened? What happened was in the 3rd inning, well, first of all, he threw like, 6 pitches in the first inning, got 3 ground balls and was terrific. Gave up a couple of ground ball hits in the second inning, then got a walk and got a double play ball that ended the inning. Then in the 3rd inning with 1 out, he gives up his first ball in the air, a fly ball out. Then he walked Tyler Saladino. Then Edwin Encarnacion dropped a pickoff throw. And Saladino went to second. Then Tim Anderson hit a ground ball to short. Darwin Barney threw it away. So you have runners at first and third with 1 out. Really, the inning should probably be over. The next guy bunts. Stroman makes a bad throw home. A run scores. Then a strikeout. So that's the 4th out of the inning, the strikeout. Maybe the 5th if they could turn a double play on Anderson's grounder. Then Melky Cabrera hits a line drive, the first hard hit ball of the inning. And that's an RBI single, makes it 2-0. Shutout 4th. Fly ball, 3 ground balls. Then in the 5th, he gives up the homer to Anderson. And then a walk, a strikeout, a single on the ground, a wild pitch, a walk, a couple of strikeouts. So really, was Marcus Stroman awful today? No, Marcus Stroman wasn't close to awful today. Did he pitch well? No. He deserved better than he got. And this certainly was not a start that in a vacuum you would say this guy deserves to be sent down. And in fact, a better start than most of his last few. And that's what you want, isn't it? And again, I put this question out like I did half an hour ago. Isn't that what you want? Or were you expecting... You know, if you're someone who's calling in and saying Marcus Stroman should be sent to AAA, was the only thing that would have prevented you from suggesting that something like 7 innings of 3 hitter? Does he have to go from being awful to being amazing in the space of a week, or can he not make marginal improvements start to start and be moving in the direction that we should all be wanting him to move? Apparently, that's not good enough for a lot of people. Back to the phones. Gord is in Bradford. Hey, Gord.
Hey, Mike. Okay, I'm going to change subject just a little bit for you. I got a two-part question. A lot of talk about the Jays as the trade deadline approaches.
Trade deadline is not approaching. The trade deadline is not approaching.
It's a month away.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, but there's a lot of talk about them looking for a starter or whatever.
Sure.
But okay, here's my question.
Yep.
Why would we not consider bringing up Hutchison since we're going to be moving Sanchez to the pen? And I just found out today that Gavin Floyd there ended up on the DL.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not for too long, but if they can stretch him out, I mean, he would make a very good starter down the stretch, too, I think.
Gavin Floyd cannot be part of the conversation at this point.
No, just because of the injury. We don't know how bad that is.
Exactly.
But the other part of the question is, why are we not looking for a backup catcher? Because if Martin's got to start 130 games this year, do you really think he's going to be up to snuff going down the stretch?
Yep. Wow, 130 games is fine for a catcher. Starting a number one catcher should be able to play 125, 130 games.
Yeah. Providing there's no problems or anything else, right?
Pardon?
Providing there's no problems with him.
Well, yeah, if he's not hurt or anything, number one catcher, you should be able to get 125, 130 regular season games from your catcher. And then when you're in the playoffs, you have like a day off every other day, so it's not that big a deal. The backup catcher is the least of the Blue Jays' worries right now. As far as Drew Hutchison goes, they are definitely looking at adding Drew Hutchison to the rotation at some point in time, but then what, right? Once Drew Hutchison's in there, who's left? Scott Diamond is your next guy, or Roberto Hernandez is your next guy. And, to count on Estrada, Happ, Stroman, and Dickey being healthy all season long is quite a bit to count on. So they like Drew Hutchison. I know that Blue Jays fans, I think that Drew Hutchison has really gotten a lot better in the estimation of a lot of fans as this season has progressed. Sort of an absence makes the heart grow fonder kind of thing. But Drew Hutchison is the Blue Jays' sixth starter. You need more than that. That's why they're going to be looking for starting pitching.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I expect that we will see Drew Hutchison make a start for the Blue Jays before the All-Star break. They're in a run now of 17 straight without a day off. They've got an 11-game homestand coming up that starts on Thursday. So I think Drew Hutchison is going to make a start in one of those games to push everybody back, not to skip anybody, but to push everybody back. But again, Drew Hutchison's ERA last year was worse than Marcus Stroman's ERA is right now. So let's remember that as we pine for changes in the Blue Jays rotation. Rob is in Minden, Ontario. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, disappointing today outcome, but nonetheless, I've been love your show and been listening on the way up and down from the cottage here in Minden.
Nice.
And so I had a couple of thoughts. One quick one was that, I know you could send, I agree with you, Mike, you could send Marcus down and bring up Hutch, and then maybe once Stroman gets things figured out, bring him back and put Sanchez in the pen. That is one way to go. But I think
How are you agreeing with me by suggesting that?
I don't agree with that. I'm saying that that's one option. The one I agree with, I do agree with you about not sending him down.
All right.
Okay. And this is what I think will play out, and maybe what the Jays need to do is take advantage of the All-Star break a little bit with Marcus, and maybe take those days. We might see, like you said, we might see Hutch back up, push the starters back a little bit, might help. Give Stroman the break and rejig the rotation coming out of the break. Maybe start him, not first, second, or third, but fourth and fifth, to give him some time to maybe step back and clear his head without having to send him down. So in that sense, I think that you're right.
Yeah, and the Blue Jays have a weird schedule coming out of the All-Star break, too, because it's another one of those 5 games in 7 days things. When the All-Star break happens and then the Jays have a series Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then Monday off, then Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday off. So Stroman could potentially, not pitch for a week and a half out of the All-Star or going into the All-Star break or more, if that's how they choose to do it. I don't know. I'm not sure how much better you get with 2 weeks off, even if you're working in the bullpen.
I wouldn't suggest that. I mean, I would say maybe give him one start and see if he continues down the trajectory that you've suggested that he's improving. And if he doesn't do well in that start, then you've still got the All-Star break to sort of give him a chance to step back and clear his head.
Well, he's got 2, maybe 3 starts left between here and the All-Star break. 14 games left. So, no, he's got two starts left between here and the break. So we'll see how those go But I don't think he's going anywhere. Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, and I think he can bring things back for post All-Star performances like we're used to.
There's no question in my mind that Marcus Stroman can get back to being the pitcher that he was. He just needs to figure it out. I appreciate the call and appreciate the to and from cottage listenership. We dig that here on Blue Jays Talk. Mel is in Toronto. Hello, Mel.
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I agree with you. I think Stroman needs the opportunity to stay here and pitch his next two starts, and then we start to think about what he's all about. I think if we'd have faced a pitcher other than Chris Sale today that the bats could have done a little more too, we don't even have this conversation, because if we're leading 7-2, we don't worry about it. So I hope they give him the next two starts and let him work it out. But I wanted to call today to talk about Tulowitzki. I have heard from so many people on the radio talking about Tulowitzki and how hard it was to have been traded from Colorado, and he took it so hard. And I'm thinking, in real life, if we made this comparison, people get fired all the time. And most of the people who get fired may not be able to catch on with another place. For example, God forbid, if Mike Wilner was ever fired.
Oh, wash your mouth out.
Yes, but there would be an opportunity for other sports venues to take a hold of Wilner. What I'm hoping for is Tulowitzki can put on a show very much like Lori did against us and Miguel Cabrera put against us.
Melky.
And just go back and say, well, you traded me. I'm still making $20 million. But now I'm going to bash the ball out of the stadium like I used to. And then we'll see how he'll feel. And hopefully he'll feel a lot better about being here.
I don't think he feels poorly about being here at all. I think that Troy Tulowitzki loves it in Toronto. And anyone suggesting that he isn't, he doesn't. And I know that there are people who are suggesting that he doesn't, are not people who have talked to Troy Tulowitzki about it. It's just a lot of things that sound good, so you say it. Tulowitzki was absolutely crushed to be traded by Colorado, but it wasn't just because, you know, hey, people get fired, get over it. It was because he was a legend there. He was performing well. He had been told by ownership that it wasn't going to happen, that he, you know, ignore these trade rumors. You're not going anywhere. And then the next day they trade him to the Blue Jays. So he was completely unprepared for it. Right. I mean, anybody's going to be shaken up by that. I don't think there's any question about that. But he is very happy in Toronto. He loves it. And he's starting to hit well, too. I mean, he's hitting .327.
Right.
Apparently, over his last 13 road games.
Well,
that's
I hope that carries on against Colorado.
And I think it's going to be very interesting, because he was asked before the Jays left on this road trip what it would, you know, what his feelings are about going back to Colorado. And he said, you know, he loves the city, he loves the ballpark, he loves the fans, they're all so wonderful to him, but no love lost between him and management, between him and the team. He doesn't feel like a Colorado Rocky anymore, but I think he's going to be very happy to be back there. He's going to be comfortable. He will be embraced beautifully by the fans. And hopefully he continues to hit like he's been hitting.
Right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Blue Jays lose 5-2 to the Chicago White Sox. They're done with the White Sox for the season, and thankfully so. The Jays go 1-5 against the Sox this year, swept at Rogers Center, and getting beat 2 out of 3 in Chicago. Around the AL East, by the way, the Orioles beat Tampa Bay 12-5. The Rays have lost 11 in a row. So Baltimore is now 5 games up on the Blue Jays, 3.5 games up on the Boston Red Sox, who are currently trailing Texas 5-1. The Kansas City Royals got a win. They beat Houston 6-1, so the Royals pick up a game on the Blue Jays in the battle for the second wild card spot. The Jays are a half game up on Kansas City right now for wild card spot number 2. The Red Sox are in the first, and again, it appears as though they are going to lose. You never know. They could come back. It's 5-1 in the 7th. But if they do go on to lose, their lead over the Blue Jays would be down to one game for the top wild card spot. And again, the Jays 5 games back in the AL East. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Anthony is in Brampton. Anthony, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mike. First-time caller. I just wanted to, my original question to ask you was, if they sent down Stroman,
yeah,
what are some of the internal options that they had? But you already answered that. So my backup question is, with the deadline coming up in a month, and and Ross Atkins has said that he wants to acquire pitching. Do you feel that he'll try to go down the rotation road, like he'll try to acquire a Drew Pomeranz or a Rich Hill? Or do you feel that they'll go down the bullpen route and try and get another arm like a Jason Grilley, like another veteran arm for late inning situations?
Both.
And with that already stated, they wouldn't need to put Aaron Sanchez in the bullpen.
Aaron Sanchez is going to the bullpen.
All right.
Period.
It's broken now.
Yeah. Aaron Sanchez is going to the bullpen. I have no idea why there are so many people out there who seem unwilling to accept or understand this. It has nothing to do with his performance. Nothing. He's pitching great, and it's awesome that he's pitching so well. He's going to the bullpen because you don't want to have him throw 200, 220 innings in a season after he's never thrown more than 130. So Aaron Sanchez is going to the bullpen, period. That's going to help the bullpen. Brett Cecil's return should help the bullpen too. Who knows? Maybe there's something in Franklin Morales as well. But I do think that, you know, again, it's a month away. Lots could change over the course of the next month. But I think they're looking for starting pitching and relief help. Definitely starting pitching, because you don't want to be stuck when Sanchez goes to the bullpen with Drew Hutchison, Scott Diamond, Roberto Hernandez being your only options. You need more than that. And so that's what I think the main target for the Blue Jays at the trade deadline or around the trade deadline or whatever will definitely be starting pitching.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Appreciate the call. I know Sanchez is pitching well. And I know that to a lot of people, this means, well, why on earth would they send him to the bullpen when he's pitching well? And it's because the plan to send him to the bullpen has nothing to do with how well he pitches. He could be 17-0 right now with an ERA of 0.8. He'd be going to the bullpen. Aaron Sanchez in 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21 is going to be pretty important to the Blue Jays. And they don't want to mess with that by taking a chance, a reckless chance of having him have a huge jump in innings pitched this season. Your calls continue on Blue Jays Talk all the way to the top of the hour. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays lose it 5-2 to the Chicago White Sox. It's Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
The 1-2 pitch popped up into shallow left center field. The center fielder's over. J.B. Shockey is under it. He has it. Chicago wins it 5-2. They take the series 2-1. They're back to 500 at 38-38. The Blue Jays fall to 41-36. The Blue Jays now 13-10 here in June as they finish up the season series against the White Sox 1-5.
Yeah, 1-5. Yuck. The Blue Jays at 13-10 in June need one more win to guarantee themselves a winning month. They have 4 more games in June. 3 in Denver against Colorado Rockies and 1 at home to the Cleveland Indians. And they're struggling right now. The Blue Jays had won 20 of 28 games when they finished off the Phillies, that little 2-game sweep in Philadelphia, and then they beat the Orioles 13-3 in the opener of that series. Since then, the Jays have only one win. They're 1-5, lost 5 of 6, Two each to the Orioles and White Sox. Actually, they're 2-6, sorry, because they beat the White Sox once and they beat the Diamondbacks. So 2-6 in their last eight. That doesn't sound right. Math is hard, especially when you do it live on the radio. 2-5 in their last seven games. That's what it is. Blue Jays have lost 5 out of 7. And yet, there they sit, still in a playoff spot in the American League. Taking your calls at the top of the hour. We'll hear from Marcus Stroman in a minute, but first back to the phones. Sean is in Toronto. Hello, Sean.
Quick question for you. Something that's been bothering me for a while, and the last conversation about Sanchez going to the pen kind of struck it to me. Why is there no talk about Marcus Stroman pitching 200-something innings and sending him to the pen and only Sanchez?
Because Marcus Stroman has thrown far more innings in a single season in his career than Aaron Sanchez has. Stroman has been up around 170. I think his career high is like 167 2/3 or something like that. And Sanchez's is 130.
But not in the majors, right? Just like just over the course of his career.
In one season.
Okay, that makes sense. It's just it's been bothering me for a while because, you know, they're both similar age and they're both, you know, going to be our pitchers of the future. So I want to make sure that they protect both of them, obviously.
Yeah, and this is a question that gets asked every 2-3 days or so. So I get that a lot of people are wondering about the same thing. Stroman threw 166 1/3 innings in 2014. So, and Sanchez's career high is 130. So that's a big difference, and that's why.
All right.
No problem. That's what we're here for, here at Blue Jays Talk. Let's hear from Marcus Stroman. Didn't have a good outing today. Gave up 4 runs on 7 hits over 5 innings, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 wild pitches. But it was a lot better than a couple of starts before. Certainly not as ugly as the 5 out of 7 brutal starts that he'd had. What did he have to say about it? Here's Marcus Stroman.
Marcus, your thoughts on how you did today? I mean, not good enough, obviously. We didn't get the win, you know what I mean? Took some steps in the right direction, but still not where I want to be.
What did you see today that you thought was better than before, things that worked?
I felt like I kept the ball on the ground for the most part, besides maybe 1 or 2 pitches. I felt like when they were beating me, it was on the ground in holes. I felt like I got a good amount of ground outs. So I was back down in the zone. Velocity felt better. Just take the positive out of this and work. But I definitely felt a lot better than last outing.
When you're going to a game against a guy like Sale, is that in the back of your mind when you're pitching?
I mean, Sale's unbelievable. He's one of the best pitchers in the game. He's pretty much dominant every time out. So, no, but obviously, you know who you're going against, and you know it's going to be a tough task for the offense. And anytime, I mean, we hit two home runs off him late, I feel like when you can get 2 or 3 runs off Sale, you have to be at your best to kind of take your team deep in the games and hopefully keep them in to get a win. So I didn't do that today. It's frustrating, but hopefully just looking forward to that next one. I definitely felt better. I know it wasn't where I need to be, but I definitely felt better.
Marcus, you've worked on so many different things in the past little while. When you go out on the mound, do you have to think about those? Do you have like these conscious checks and balances? Are you able to just go out there and pitch?
Yeah, you don't want to think when you're out there. But I've been struggling, so obviously been thinking in between starts, just doing everything I can to get myself where I need to be. But for the most part, when I'm out there, I'm not thinking. I'm just trying to execute my pitches and get on the same wavelength as Russ. So definitely not thinking. Maybe overthinking a little bit too much in between starts, trying to change too much. But I'm not far. I'm not far from where I need to be, and I know it's just around the corner.
The consistency with your sinker seemed to be there today. Mm-hmm. Is that the primary point of game today?
Yeah, it was down. It was down pretty much all game. I got a bunch of ground balls, and it was coming out a lot firmer. It felt great, to be honest with you. Just felt like a couple of things didn't go my way, and then it kind of trickled into leaving some pitches up in bad situations. But I know it didn't look like it, but I felt much better out there. My sinker was where it needed to be pretty much for the most part of the game.
Did you rush yourself on the butt there?
Yeah, I didn't know where he was exactly out of my peripherals, and I probably just should have came and kind of give it a little shuffle pass. But, I mean, I'm usually very prideful in feeling my position, and I feel like I can make that play 10 out of 10 times, just kind of pulled Russ to the wrong side.
Were you
you surprised he did that again the second time right after taking that one foul?
No, to be honest with you, I feel like I was right on. I was ready to go. I just didn't execute when it came to fielding the ball and getting it to Russ where he needed to be. Completely took him out of the way and didn't give him a chance to tag Eaton.
And the four walks today, was that mainly a mechanical thing, do you think, or was it you just kind of get squeezed a little bit?
I made a mechanical adjustment, and it probably had a little something to do with it. But like I said, my stuff felt great. Felt great. It's just a matter of honing in that mechanical issue that I changed and being consistent with it going forward.
There's Marcus Stroman. And like he said, you know, like I said at the beginning of this program, it's a step in the right direction. It was not perfect by any means. But what do you want? You know, the guy had been awful in five out of his last seven starts. And to say anything short of perfection, of opening day worthy aceness, means he's got to go down to AAA, I think is kind of nuts. Marginal improvement. You want to be better than you were the time before. And he was. Now, next time out, when he pitches against the Indians, you want him to be better than he was today. And then the next time out, you want him to be better than that start until he gets back to the Marcus Stroman that nobody had the pitchforks out for 6 weeks ago. Back to the phones we go. Justin is in Whitby. Hello, Justin.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
LeBlanc was 7-2 at 1.71 ERA in AAA. He sent him to waivers. Seattle claimed him. He tossed six shutout innings against the Cardinals. Very tough hitting team. We missed the boat on that one. You think he's getting better? His ERA start today was 5.23. He finished today at 5.33. That to me indicates he's actually getting worse.
Really? Because you watched the game? So you actually saw how he pitched?
Yes, and it was marginal at best.
And you'll suggest that he was worse than he was against Baltimore on Sunday?
No, he was awful. Yeah, I mean, anything would be better than his last start last Sunday.
Right, and you're suggesting again that he's worse than he was the start before that Baltimore start?
What you're saying is
his ERA went up a tenth of a run, therefore he's not moving in the right direction, which is just a horrible, horrible way to look at things.
But what you want to do is you want to give him more rest off in the All-Star game, so you want to give him about 10 days off without facing any live hitting, and that's your remedy to fix his problem? I think it's ludicrous.
Okay, I didn't actually say that. I said that's something that they could do with the schedule the way it is out of the All-Star break. But the next sentence out of my mouth was, but you don't get any better not facing real hitters. But you didn't want to hear that one because you want to call in and yell at me.
Work some things out, because on our team, if you want to be a playoff team, you can't be giving up 4 and 5 runs every single night.
They're a playoff team right now.
Exactly. And if you want to stay that way, you need to get out of this rotation to actually get someone who can call Hutch. If he does well, keep him in there, because Stroman's not working out here. It's not the try league. It's the get it done league.
Okay. Thanks for the call and your keen analysis. Look, if you want to call and yell at me, you're more than welcome to call and yell at me. But don't make stuff up. Don't say I said things I didn't say. And don't, you know, trip over yourself to make a point. And Marcus Stroman's ERA went up by 1/10 of a run as a result of today's game. So that means he's not moving in the right direction. Well, no, that means you legitimately don't know what you're looking at. If you believe that because Marcus Stroman's ERA went from 5.23 to 5.33 as a result of today's start, and that means he's not moving, this was not a step in the right direction, then honestly, you do not know what you're watching. Ruth is in Mississauga. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
You guard your job carefully there. You and Jerry and Joe are the bright lights of my life.
Thank you.
And I wanted to make that point and to say that after the way Colorado blindsided Tulo, I hope he shines like a star Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I'm expecting big things.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm not the least bit worried about Marcus Stroman.
That puts you in a vast minority of Blue Jays talk callers, I have to tell you.
Look looking back at his life, and you'll have to pardon my pronunciation, but to rehab the way he did while getting his degree at Duke, that took a lot of chutzpah. And anybody with that much intestinal fortitude is going to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be an issue with Marcus figuring it out either. I hope so. It's taken a lot longer than a lot of people would like to have it done.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Close enough. It's close enough.
Close enough?
Close enough.
Yiddish is not my second language or my first.
I figured.
Or my third.
I will accept that, though.
Okay.
All right.
But anyway, like I said, I really, really enjoy your broadcasts. I listen to all my baseball. Because since the stroke, my eyes aren't so good, and we don't get the channel that carries the games. So I depend on my radio for my baseball.
Well, we are thrilled to have you along with us on the broadcast, Ruth.
Even though I'm the pest that's always asking for starting times?
No problem. Josh Goldberg is nodding his head saying no problem at all.
Oh, wonderful. I know Monday and Tuesday night.
I tell you,
7 o'clock.
Yeah, I tell you the starting time at the end of every broadcast.
Yeah, Wednesday is an afternoon game, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock Eastern time. We're on the air on Wednesday.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you very much, and you take care of yourself.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Kindness and positivity and warmth. Don't get that enough here on Blue Jays Talk. Jonathan is in Toronto. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey there. I guess the kindness and positivity all depends on how the team does.
Mostly.
But anyway, a couple of my points had been previously made, but one thing I did want to know, and you touched on, but you didn't really explain, if you can explain,
sure.
Why Wade LeBlanc, the best ERA in Buffalo, was traded away for basically nothing
because we have
some serious needs in the pitching staff.
Because that's what he was worth. Basically nothing. You know, if there had been a team that was willing to give the Blue Jays something for him, then they would have gotten something for him. But look, Wade LeBlanc, and he went out and he pitched well against St. Louis. And he did. You know, he's in Seattle now, and Seattle is a very good situation for any pitcher to pitch in. Just a great ballpark for pitching. But Wade LeBlanc, over the course of his major league career, was not very good.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. But a guy really, really killing it in Buffalo.
Yeah, but that's Buffalo.
Is worth a look, don't you think? I mean,
nope.
The bullpen
depends on who he is.
The bullpen is a bit of a disaster right now. I mean, I know you can say Storen's getting better.
The bullpen
is getting better.
Disaster is such the wrong word.
It's really not. Mike, there's no way we can win with this bullpen.
They're in the playoffs right now with this bullpen.
Yeah, well, hanging by a thread.
No, they're in the playoffs now.
No, listen, if you mind, if I just make the point.
Well, yeah, but just don't say stuff like disaster. I mean, it's just not true.
There is nobody in the bullpen who is a killer option right now.
Except for Roberto Osuna, who's awesome.
Except for Roberto Osuna, who has been a little bit iffy lately as well.
21 years old, and he's a has-been. That may be the dumbest thing that has ever been said on this program.
Who said has-been?
You just did, 10 seconds ago.
I said iffy right now.
You said he's a has-been right now.
I did not say has-been. I did not use the word
has-been. Pull the tape back.
Please roll the tape back.
All right, let's roll the tape back. Well, while we do, continue your program. Continue your comment.
Okay, thanks. And please roll the tape back, because I did not and would not call him a has-been. All I said was he is iffy at the moment.
Anyway, go on. I'll see if Josh Goldberg can find it.
There are guys, I believe that this team could win the World Series with a better bullpen. The other holes and little deficiencies can all be masked with a good bullpen. This is not a very good bullpen, and there is no way we can go too far with this bullpen, in my opinion.
Okay, I believe that your opinion is incorrect, especially when you consider the fact that in a month, Brett Cecil and Aaron Sanchez will be in this bullpen as well, right? So there's going to be a couple of major additions to the pen. But
and you saw Cecil pitching in April. And well, let's hope that the Cecil you're talking about is the 2015 June on Brett Cecil.
Or the 2014 June on Brett Cecil, or the 2013 June on Brett
Cecil.
Well,
let's hope that the injuries had doesn't set back that June thing into August now. But, hey, okay, maybe you're right. That'll be fine. But that's not even, sorry, the point that I originally wanted to make.
Okay.
And I'm sorry this has been, but I don't know, why are you so against sending Marcus Stroman to Buffalo?
Because I don't think it's the right move.
I realize he was better today. I do realize.
Okay.
But he wasn't good enough today. And at this point right now, we are junking every fifth game by
putting
him out there.
No, don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. He doesn't even have a losing record. So to suggest that they're throwing...
And now wins and losses is the most important thing in the world.
Something like they're throwing away every fifth game, it means something. Absolutely. They won Marcus Stroman's last start. They have won 3 of his last 7 starts. Suggest that they're throwing a game away every 5 days is wrong.
I guess Drew Hutchison, with all his wins last year, was good too?
Drew Hutchison was not good. But did they throw away a game every 5 days when Drew Hutchison pitched? No.
No, because they were bashing 15 runs a game, and that was great.
Yep.
But right now, they're not doing that. I mean, you have to admit that they are – I mean, Stroman says himself, you know, I want to pitch 9 innings. I want to give my team a chance to win every time out.
Yep.
He is not giving his team a chance to win.
And winning half the time when he pitches, even in this slump.
Okay, so you want to just put out guys who aren't pitching well every fifth day?
This is
maybe the are you overcoming?
I have to ask if you're unfamiliar with the way that Major League Baseball works. Do you think that there are teams that have 5 guys and they throw out a starting pitcher every day who is going to go out there and give up 2 runs over 7 innings? I mean, there's a 5-man starting rotation, and there is a variability in performance between all 5 of these guys. Marcus Stroman is not going well right now. That doesn't mean send him down. And by the way, has been. We have the tape.
Okay, can you play it back?
Can we play the tape?
I don't even use.
All right, you have to be
Germany
quiet.
And the hosts, France.
Oh
are
no, this is Dan
phone.
Riccio. This is the wrong button that we were pushing. Let's see if we can find the right
sports
button.
Radio.
No, that's not it either. We have it somewhere. Give us a second. But yeah, you did say has been, and we'll have the tape to play for you within a call. This is the first time we've ever tried to do this within one call. We'll see if we can get it for you, but look, thanks for the call. I get that people are frustrated and upset. I do, but, and you know, I've said this many times, that I feel like I'm the first responder to Blue Jays fans because I'm the guy you call when you're still filled with passion and emotion and such about a loss or about a win or about whatever. But, you know, if you're going to say outlandish things that aren't true, you're going to get called on it. And I would expect you to defend it. You can't say that the Blue Jays are throwing away a game every 5 days by keeping Marcus Stroman in the rotation because it's clearly not true. You can't say, you know, when are you going to admit that he needs to go down to Buffalo? I don't think he needs to go down to Buffalo. All right, we've got it now where you said has been. Here it is.
There is nobody in the bullpen who is a killer option right now.
Except for Roberto Osuna, who's awesome.
Except for Roberto Osuna, who has been a little bit iffy lately.
There you go. Oh, maybe he said who has been a little bit iffy lately, but it sounded like who is a has been.
Thank you. I didn't say that.
But then you follow with a little bit iffy lately. So you know what? I'm going to give it to you. You stumbled and you didn't say a has been. You said has been a little bit iffy lately.
Yeah, that is what I said.
All right. Well done. I'm sorry, Jonathan.
No problem.
But
I appreciate the apology.
All the other stuff still holds.
All the other stuff still holds. You know what? Let's go back to early Marcus Stroman when everybody was still thinking he was great. You know, look at opening day.
Yep.
He had a nice big lead. He let Tampa back into the game. And his next start, nice big lead against Boston. He blew it. And, well, Chavez gave up the grand slam.
Yeah, he didn't blow it by leaving with a 7-2 ball game.
Yeah, well, he left the bases loaded. His next start, or maybe it was not long after, Baltimore had a nice big lead, led Baltimore back in the game. The first White Sox game at home, we had a nice big lead. He ended up screwing up. He has not been that good this year. And what is the shame? What is the harm in saying get a few innings in Buffalo and figure it out? I mean, it worked for Roy Halladay.
It didn't work. Oh my God, it's not even close. To what happened to Roy Halladay.
Did they not send Roy Halladay down when he was struggling?
They sent Roy Halladay down in spring training of 2001, and he was struggling. He had set a major league record the year before for the highest ERA ever over a season.
And that team we had in 1998 wasn't all that good. It didn't really matter.
What are you talking about, 1998? 2000. They sent him down in 2001, not because he struggled in 1998.
Okay, sorry. I don't have my computer in front of me. I'm sorry if I get a couple years wrong.
I just told you. But anyway, to suggest again, and you're pulling these alleged, right? It was a opening day, you're taking shots at Marcus Stroman, who carried a 5-1 lead into the ninth inning and gave up no hits since the third, and then he gives up a leadoff home run. So, yeah, in your estimation, he let them right back into the game. He had
a big leadoff home run. I think it was a two-run home run.
It was not. It was a leadoff home run. The next start that you're complaining about where you said Stroman had a big lead on opening day.
Home opener, yeah.
On the home opener. He did. It was a 7-2 lead. You're right. And Marcus Stroman left with a 7-2 lead and one out. He left the bases loaded. Yes, he left the bases loaded. But he left with a 5-run lead in the sixth inning. You're getting really, really nitpicky about a lot of stuff to sort of make it seem a lot worse than it is, and it's not. Right now, Marcus Stroman isn't pitching well. Today, he was better than he'd been in a while. And that's what we should have been wanting to see. Improvement. He didn't have to go out and pitch a shutout. He is not killing the Blue Jays' chances. They are in a playoff spot right now. I know that seems hard for people to accept because I hear a lot of, well, they can't make the playoffs if this keeps happening. And they can't make the playoffs if this keeps happening and this keeps happening. Well, this is all happening and they're in a playoff spot right now with over half a game left to play. They've lost 5 of 7. It sucks when you lose 5 of 7. But they won 20 of 28 before that. They're in Denver tomorrow. We're on the air with a pregame, pre-pregame at 7 o'clock. We'll see you then.